Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dean Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM! Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen, it is a very good evening to you. And how you be at 11:03 on a Friday evening on this holiday weekend right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. At 345 Hudson Street, Brian Rascona. Rascona at 345 Hudson. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a four-hour schmooze right up until 3 on your fan, New York City.
What do we want to do? Reduce the number of cases coming into the hospitals. Slow the number of cases coming into the hospitals. That's what Dr. Fauci is talking about on TV every day. Flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve.
Well, that's baseball, and it's my game. You know, you take your worries to the park and you leave them there.
And Alonso drives one to deep center field. Back goes Brinson, takes a look, and it's out of here!
Swung on and hit in the air, the deep center. Pitch back, away back, she is gone! A Judgian blast!
You yell like crazy for your guys. Could be lungs. Gives you a lift and nobody calls the cops.
Slider gets him looking. DeGrom strikes out the side. That's 200 strikeouts for the fourth time in 5 years.
It is a walk-off. Ninth inning, one out. Three-run home run by Gleyber Torres.
Slow the number of people coming into hospitals so we can deal with them in the hospitals. And we are working on that.
The hot dog of the game beat roast beef at the Ritz. You see nice people. See your own national game beautifully played.
And Conforto drives one deep right field. Queen gives it a courtesy look, but that ball's out of here.
Swung on and hit there to deep left center field. That ball's high. It is far. No, it is gone. Gary is scary.
It's out of here. Dom Smith back from the injured list. His first at bat in 2 months, and he hits a walk-off home run in the season's final game.
You're hep to what people are talking about in sports.
Because we will overcome.
I hope someday you join us, and the world will live as one.
Imagine everybody you can think of getting through this holiday weekend in one piece, safe and sound and healthy. A number of baseball notes to pass along. First of all, we start off with Tony. Tony Clark and the Union, they never saw it coming. Not at all. Not the virus. Nobody did. But Tony and the Union, they were infected. contracting Rob Manfred and the owners, and there is no vaccine for that either. The months and months of non-negotiations were won by the owners, since every single day a proposal, counter-proposal, followed by proposal, counter-proposal, followed by proposal, counter-proposal, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, followed by the sounds of silence, followed by the sounds of silence, followed by more of the sounds of silence, designed, orchestrated by Manfred and the owners for what they wanted, only enough time to have 60 games. All of this non-negotiating in bad faith, with so many people out of work, with the economy headed to South America, baseball fans were held hostage by the U.S. Mint taking on the gross national product, with more than 40 million so disabled financially that you could only afford to listen to Simon, not Garfunkel. Tony, Tony, Tony! Tony Clark finally got to when and where, and was finally told when we get to 60, where we go depends on where the virus is not, which of course presents problems since it's everywhere. Now we hear from Hal Steinbrenner, and with Hal Steinbrenner singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, with Manfred and the rest of the owners making up the chorus, well, money lost by the owners with no fans in the stands may not be as much as expected. Why, we might see that number four train out racing all those cars to 161st, and here they come, even a few thousand coming to park and coming to eat and coming to drink, and hurry up, those Gleyber Torres jerseys are going fast, and it could be ka-ching, ka-ching, and ka-ching if the Yankees and other teams, and of course the New York Metropolitans, can find a few fans in the stands with, you could see it now, Mr. Met shooting a few masks into the crowd. So put down the peanuts and popcorn to make the catch, as some baseball teams, they are admitting even some fans. And of course, if Major League Baseball teams end up doing that, you know it's going to add to the owner's vault. And what of this possible added revenue will be landing in the union's wallet? Do I even have to ask you? I don't think so. 60 games, fans in the stands, possibly so. Tony, Tony, Tony. Never saw it coming. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, it's on Tony, Tony, Tony and the union. Of course, with the virus in the on-deck circle, 60 games could be turning into six. And with any fans in the stands, that could be Dr. Fauci's family and his friends. If Tony, 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 if Tony Clark and the union has a, well, how you put it, if they have a decent memory of 2020 and a spring and summer from hell, figure come new CBA time, Tony, Tony, Tony and the union will try once again to get even with the owners. And, well, you know as well as I know and everyone knows, good luck and good night with that. It'll be easier for the union to get the owners to open up the books than win their right to claim victory with any kind of new CBA. So, if you think this summer of love between the owners and the players was hard on your eyes and your ears, what do you think of upcoming looming battles over the new CBA? Do I even have to bring that up as a question? Can you give me an L? Can you give me an O? Can you give me a C? Can you give me a K? Can you give me an O, a U, and a T? And what does it spell? The business of baseball. You heard earlier today, and I think I even heard with JJ mentioning, and yesterday was 25 players with the NBA testing positive. Well, the first set of test results revealed this afternoon with Major League Baseball, it was 31 players out of 3,185 samples. Now, you do the math, that's only 1.2%, but, he says with a but, only 19 of the 30 teams were tested. And if you do the math, and you better do it for me, because you know with me, 2 and 2 can equal 5, but if you do the math, taking, say, 60-man rosters from 19 teams, you come up with 31 testing positive. That's 31 players testing positive from 1,140 players. So 31 out of 3,185 samples, maybe a little misleading. Since you got a figure of the 3,185, it wasn't just players. And again, we're only talking from 19 teams. But you got to figure some players, the players tested, maybe some staff members tested, some team officials tested, some of their cardboard fans tested. They may have been included in that 3,185 samples. You got to figure a lot of team personnel from that particular organization. And everybody by now knows, you know, the Washington Redskins, they may be changing their name. And it was Ken Rosenthal a couple of hours ago, and you know from this tweeting, the Cleveland Indians, they may be doing the same. Well, it's Native Americans, and that's a very long name. So the answer to what the new names might be, of course, blowing in the wind. Atlanta, they have the Braves, and that's not going to offend anybody. So there's possibly not going to be any change there. Just a few other baseball notes, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll get to your telephone calls. What do you think? Right up until 3 o'clock in the morning, and don't you forget that. At Citi Field today, he was running some sprints in the outfield. He was running these sprints in the outfield with a trainer, and he was looking pretty good. In fact, if you want to use three letters with how he was looking, it was A-O-K. Ahead of the curve is, and you know who I might be alluding to, you might be able to mention his name as I'm going to do right now. Yes, the Cuban defector. Yoenis Céspedes was running, forget about wild boars, and with the heels and with the ankles and every other body part, he looks ready to go as the universal DH for the New York Metropolitans. Mike Trout, and of course the best statistically and with everything else, we don't see him much here. Trout is not so sure that he wants to play. Basically, his quote is not 100% certain. I'm going to play the entire year. He may suit up for a while. His wife is pregnant, and that has something to do with it, and maybe a lot to do with it. So that's the latest with Mike Trout, and that's not real news here. He's been hemming and hawing, you know, for a couple of weeks now, so nothing new there. But really, the good news with the Metropolitans working out today at Citi Field, Céspedes looking very, running sprints. And can you make it up already? I had to, my jaw was dropping. And the eyes were popping out of the sockets. But he was running sprints with a trainer in the outfield and looking very, very good. So he's coming along and should be in that opening day lineup. The only question is that opening day lineup going to be the opening day lineup on July 23 or July 24? So, again, you know, it's the virus is in the on-deck circle as we speak. And just so we can all hope and wish and pray that if they do get started, whenever they do get started on time, notwithstanding, that they can finish what they start. And, again, you just don't know. With another 50,000 cases today, that's 3 days in a row, with the states, with the virus on the attack, another 50,000 cases reported today for the third day in a row. All right, it's a holiday weekend, and you should have a safe and sound and healthy holiday weekend, and so we can talk on Monday about the kind of holiday weekend you had. And of course, public service announcements notwithstanding, you know, on any day, whether it's a holiday or just a regular Monday through Sunday day, that you be safe and sound and healthy. Know from this number and give us a call. Usually we don't get a lot of calls late in the evening anyway. And certainly with the holiday weekend, a lot of people are on their way out of town, and a lot of people are maybe even out and about, and I'm sure of that. So, again, lines ought to be open for quite a while, maybe all night long, especially from those who have heard my work. So I take nothing for granted, and I would bet that right now, without question, there might be a line open. So know from the 1-877 and the 337-6666, as if you didn't know, number to call on your fan, New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.